lessoned with him, and he made time, and he became a really good friend, and I'd wind up in L.A., and he'd come to where I was, and he'd sit down and just play, you know, and never accept money from me. It was just, he was a really incredible cat.
Yeah, and it's even incredible now. I mean, I notice his website even has all these charts up there.
Yeah.
Wow, this stuff is just up there for free. You know, you can just, like,
yeah,
pull up.
He wasn't even, he didn't even have a computer. I mean, he died like 3 years ago.
Oh, and you never had a computer.
And up to that time, I mean, his girlfriend did some networking for him with a computer, but he would just sit like a Buddha on his floor, cross-legged, and teach guitar all day and talk about music, art, and life, and the universe, and
yeah.
He was amazing.
It must be hell's true. I only know about him from his books, and actually...
Yeah, so all the stuff you see on the internet, people have put up, and, you know, his... Because he did so much research. He was the research and development captain of the guitar, as far as I'm concerned. He wrote a lot of books, but then he made all these arrangements in the old school's, you know, chord block forms with the dots.
Yeah, those
that most musicians, especially other than guitarists, have no clue what that is.
Yeah.
And that's how I learned a lot of stuff. Hank did the same thing, writing out chord arrangements with the block form, you know, the chord diagram of the guitar.
So was that really,
so I didn't have to learn to read music, although Hank
urged,
not really urged me, he suggested, and we had a few lessons, and you know, and I was
that really the old system by which the guitar players taught things to each other in the old days, was through those block diagrams? There's a lot of literature out there, so I don't really
I'm not sure, but like through Hank it was.
Uh-huh.
But then he would teach you how to read whatever you want. I mean, there's classical pieces you could learn without using that.
Yeah.
It depends how comfortable you are with reading real, you know, regular music.
Mm-hmm.
But most guitarists they want instant gratification, you know?
They want to sound good today.
That's right.
Right now.
Yeah.
So... Let's see. Now, the other thing is that you got, you know, I mean, I, obviously, this is the music end, but then you got this thing where you write alternate, I can't tell whether it's topical stuff, but alternate kinds of lyrics. There are all kinds of stuff that goes on top of these tunes that you're playing. And where did that start? What's that about?
Oh, the wordplay?
Wordplay.
It's my therapeutic hobby that, you know, like... Well, and Cranston's the same way.
Yeah.
We're probably just as obsessed about it, you know.
Yeah, and you have a group together, of course. So.
Yeah, the Self-Righteous Brothers. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just folly, you know. Just, let's see, this tune really should, it could be this, or it should be this. You know.
When you play at the Chaz Fest, are you going more...
One example would be... like the scarecrow on cocaine.
Uh-huh.
You know, if I only had cocaine.
Okay.
And it would be a modern day scenario. So it's just, it's a weird therapy that I have.
I like it because, you know, when I see this, there's a lot of reasons I like it. One is very skillful, but other than that, there's also the fact that there's a really exciting dissonance that goes on between playing what is really amazing, arranged, very ornate arranged jazz guitar, exciting, driving, which is very respectable out in the world these days, and then talking about the scarecrow and cocaine over the top. This is really, you know, it's really kind of, you know, I mean, it's another level of subtlety. It looks unsubtle, but really it's very, you know, it's like a kind of a complete expression. When you play at the Chaz Fest, are you going to be just doing instrumental stuff, or are you doing that?
I think it's going to be mostly instrumental, and then maybe a couple of overdub, you know. Or maybe just a tune that I wrote with lyrics, you know.
Have you been to Chaz Fest before?
No, I'm real excited, too.
Oh, you've never
I can't believe I've never even heard of it until Jeff Treffinger's brother-in-law told me about it. And said, you know, you should get a gig there. You know, I don't know who talked to Alex, and then Alex called me, and so great.
Our amp doctor, so he's the one, he's the culprit.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's it. So.
Blame it on Howard.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
But I love the truck farm, and I've been there to certain parties, and I just love that.